This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. This July, coming to Prince George, Claydelenay, is a Northern BC Writers Fest. And that's starting Thursday, July 2nd, and running all the way to the end of the month. The final wrap-up event will either be on the 29th or the 30th. How exciting. We're here today with Amber Ingham,
the Northern BC Writers Association president. So I go and pretty much the planner, overseer, I make sure everything runs smoothly. I've been doing a lot of the website, posting events, making sure all the final details are all together.
And it's kicking off on the 2nd. What can people look forward to on the inaugural event of this very first Northern BC Writers Festival?
Yeah, so on the 2nd is the Northern BC Writers Mixer. So that's meet, greet, and mingle. We'll have a couple Books & Co. is going to have some books there. We're going to have a silent auction. There's going to be readings from local authors. We're also going to have some door prizes and a fun little writer matchup friend event. So if you've ever have heard of speed dating or gone on a speed dating event, imagine that with other writers, and not to date, but make to actually friends with other writers. So it's going to be a very fun, jam-packed few hours of fun at OMS.
Excellent. Further to that, informing the greater theme of the festival is this is open to all genres, all types of writing, long form, short form, poetry, it's the whole mix. Was that the initial intention, or did you have thoughts about, we need to dial this up and get really specific with the genre? And, we're only going to be like a nonfiction writers festival or something. And then decided later on, maybe we should expand it a little more. What was that process like? How did you come to decide what it was going to be all about?
So right from the beginning, there's quite a few of us directors that write totally different things. We've just connected over the few of the years, but we don't write similar things. Some of us are poets. Some of us write memoirs. Some of us do comedy. Some of us write speculative fiction, fantasy. Just the group of us coming together are very diverse in what we're writing and what we're doing. So we wanted to make sure we gave an opportunity for everybody else to connect like we have over the years. And that's what the event is to do. So we can go and connect with writers across genres and across disciplines, but also give you a chance to connect with writers that are within the same one. So throughout the month, we actually have four different types of events. So there's the mixers, obviously at the start and the end of the month. There's also workshops and presentations, which are four specific events that are happening. And then workshops would be something you bring your own work to work on. Presentations are something where you're just learning about something and you're mostly just like asking questions and being told information. But the writing salons are where you can connect with other writers that are in a similar discipline than you. So there's like a poetry run, there's a literary fiction one, there's a horror writing salon, there's like even an After Dark salon, there's a whole bunch of different salons, and there's general ones. So if you want to just connect with any other writers, you can do. Oh, and romance too. That one's always a popular.
So there's a variety of ways in which you can challenge yourself by learning different things, but also challenge yourself by immersing yourself with other like-minded authors, writers, and creators of this medium, of this genre, of the written word.
Yeah, exactly. So we wanted to go make sure that it's a chance for making connections, making community, being able to establish yourself with others and get to know other people and build that support system, because there's this weird idea that writing has to be a lonely endeavor, that you have to go it alone, that we all imagine the idea of a writer sitting in an office by themselves, dimly lit, little tiny lamp, typing with a typewriter. That's not what writing looks like anymore. No, writing is community. It's going in, and actually I don't think it ever was really like that. You need that feedback from other people. You need those other people that you can actually go and support and be supported by, and that's what's going to make you like a great writer, or even just having fun with it.
Exploring more of this world of the writer and people creating written text, is there an aspect of this festival that explores the technology side of things that are entering our world, the social media aspect, the artificial intelligence aspect? Are these being dabbled with, or are you trying to create a wall around that and be like, you don't want to touch that at all during this festival? What are your thoughts on that so far this year for this festival?
So we're actually interested in the human creativity. What can people do? What can we do ourselves with community, with each other, with making the friends and everything? It isn't about what you know, this sounds weird way to put it, but what the computers can do for us, you don't need a computer to write a book. You just need a pen and a pencil. There is no reason why you should deprive yourself of the experience of, like, the perseverance of putting yourself into and trying to do this yourself. So that is what the festival is focused on. All of our presenters have fulfilled a non-AI generated policy. That means their presenters are coming from their heart and from their experiences, not because a computer told them that this is what they should do.
To push a little more into that social media area of things, the emergence of things like microfiction has been taking, you know, the social media world by storm in some ways. And are there any authors kind of exploring that medium, or is that something that's being touched on or dabbled with, do you think? Is that been explored within this year's very first inaugural Northern BC Writers Fest?
Not exactly, but I'm actually the right person to ask for this, because I've actually run a writing group in town for 10 years now. Okay. And part of our writing group is actually online through Discord, like a Discord server. And so we have microfiction Mondays. So every Monday I post a new prompt, and the people in our server, so it's actually across British Columbia for the writing group that I run, and they have to go and do that. So there is opportunity to connect with other Microfiction Monday writers, because we have been doing this. Myself, I've put together actually two anthologies. If you've heard of them, maybe, maybe not. So We Make the Village or Red Eyes and Tired Lungs. Those two anthologies have work from local authors and do include microfiction, is specifically under 300 words, and not too many of those ones, but flash fiction, which is under 1,000, or short stories and stuff. So there is a combination of those writers in Prince George, and I have connected with them, and they will be at those events.
And it may be a surprise to some listeners to learn that there has been a writers group meeting for the last 10 years. What? And it may be a further surprise to know that there's been successful writers being published from Prince George and the Clagley-Tenay area for decades. What do you think was the catalyst to start this festival? What set things off for you? Because it feels like a long time coming.
Yes, it absolutely was a long time coming. So as I said, I've been running this writing group for about 10 years. A few years back, Devin and I had been talking about how great it would be to have a writing festival in Prince George.
Is that fellow director Devin Flynn?
Yeah, because he would come to my writing groups and we'd talk about it would be nicer to be like a little bit bigger. With my writing group, there's usually about 6 to maximum like 10 people that show up. It's just like a small intimate thing, but it's nice to have that and maybe having a way to get more people involved in this sort of thing in general for themselves, and what other kind of resources and what kind of like information can we help give to people, right? So we were talking about it honestly a couple of years ago, and he originally posted himself around the same time I was having my own conversation, and then I invited him to the group. It was all messy for like how that started, but that's how it started. And then in last November, there is Reality Skimming Press, is like a little press in town here who's wrote some books. I think they wrote like 10 books, and they decided to hold a mini writer conference in Livewell PG. It's kind of by the Civic Center. And so I put on a presentation for that one, a workshop for that one, which is about plotting. I'm a heavy plotter. I'm very good about organizing and planning things. And so I did a plotting workshop where you get about an hour and a half, bring whatever your novel is that you want to work on, and we're going to plot it from beginning to end. And I had quite a few people who were like, wow, I did not think I could plot this novel, and we got it done in literally an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a good taste last November of, oh, we can do this. That was a very small little mini conference, right? There was only about 10 people per thing, and there was, I think, only about 5 different sessions of stuff. So there were some poetry sessions as well. But it did show that there was definitely interest and want, and we have the people to do these things. So then in December, Reagan actually reached out to me, Reagan Cote. She's on the director's list too. So she reached out to Devin and I and said, hey, some little birdies have said that you two want to do a writing festival. Let's do that. So we met in a coffee shop. We talked for about a couple hours, and we're like, oh, okay, this has to happen. We have enough people, because by myself, I could not do a writing conference. Just Devin and I, we still could not have done a writing conference. Now with Reagan, we still could not have done a writing conference. But now we had enough people to convince other people to join the writing conference. So then we invited a few more people. And then on our website, you can see the 7 of us. We became the founding members, where we all came together and put it together and have been planning like crazy since December, essentially January, to put this on for you.
Excellent. In your view, the Canadian literature canon is very wide. But what do you think locally, Prince George authors, or local authors here in Clydeley today, can bring to the table of Canadian literature?
Yeah, so we have different perspectives. We have different experiences. So Prince George is kind of like a big town in a small area, small town in a big area, right? Depending on if you come in from the smaller areas that are more north of us into Prince George, wow, it's kind of almost like a city. You go from Vancouver to here, we're like, oh, this is such a quaint little town. So we have such like a mix of different experiences. We're so enmeshed in nature with like the mountains and the lakes and all the different nature parts that we are able to go and just experience, and that's just a part of our life. Like bears literally wandering in. That's just a normal part of our life, where I have shocked family down in Vancouver being like, oh, the bear's just hanging out and rolling around in my front yard again. That's just a normal part of our life. And so we have these different experiences, perspectives, like these diverse ways of existing that aren't the same as other places in Canada. And a lot of our Canadian literature is limited maybe more into the southern parts of Canada or in the eastern parts of Canada. So up here in the northwest of Canada, kind of, I know the Yukon would technically be that, but right, we still need to go and get our perspectives out there. Actually, our motto is Write the North. So we have it on our pens. But yeah, that's our motto. We want to go and bring our experiences, perspectives, ideas, our creativity, and let them flourish. Let the Canadian scene see us. Put us on the map. Sometimes we're on the map.
We're in a construction area today. You can hear hammers and drills and things like that going on. But writers across the community are also constructing stories, writing, pieces, segments. People are formulating them and they haven't quite finished them. And there is an opportunity to get a little further on your story at this festival. For anybody who's interested in attending any of the events, whether it's a writing workshop, whether it's a lecture, whether it's some mingling, where can they find out more? How can they get tickets? Is there any cost? And tell us a little bit about that end of things.
Yeah. So our website is nbcwritersfest.ca. So northernbcwritersfest.ca. That's just nbcwritersfest.ca. That is our website. So you can go and click on there to purchase tickets. So tickets will take you to Zephy, is our ticket managing system. And for all of our events, it's on there, linked through the website. For most of our events, we actually wanted to go and make sure this was like accessible and available to writers. We didn't want to go and charge high amounts for anything. We wanted to make sure that people could come to this, right? So most of our events are around either $5 or pay what you can, and a lot of them are even free. So they're double check on them. We have one event that's $10 and another two events that are $20. Very minimal cost to make sure that you can go and come to these things. And like all of our writing salons are pay what you can. What that means is if you can't pay, that's fine. If you can, then you can maybe chuck a couple dollars our way to help support us, our venues, and hopefully bring us back next year.
For the funds that you raise, are you planning on reinvesting it into the festival so it can happen again? Or are you going to buy a whole bunch of paper and ink and get writing with it? What do you say?
So we actually have a budget and broken down for what we're doing. We are funded for this year. So any funds we're raising for this year now are going for next year. So that makes it so that we have a little bit more wiggle room for next year for paying for, like you said, paper and pens and all the different notebooks and everything that we need and the venues, everything that we need to buy. So we are a nonprofit. So all of the funds keep just getting reinvested in this so that we can continue to support our community.
And is there anything I didn't ask you that you wish I had asked?
So we do have events where we're just tabling at. So if you want to come by the table, say hi, and learn a little bit more and ask more about the individual events, feel free to come by. So we will be at the Pride Picnic as well. I'm going to bring a bunch of fun scrapbooking stuff. And I believe our little arts and craft for that one is going to be making zines. So that will be very fun.
Zines or zines? What is it for you?
So both of us have been saying different things. I've always called it zines. Zines. I don't know. Okay, I say different every time, and so does Reagan say different, and we just keep saying it different each time. So if you want to make a little pamphlet and you want to know what the heck that means, come and we will tell you what it is, and we won't pronounce it the same way anytime.
Whoever you are, just you do you, and the festival will welcome you as you are.
Yeah, exactly. It's for everybody. Yeah.
Good stuff. Thanks.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. www.cifa.ca.